Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me right now on a Monday morning, a grey, dreary, damp Monday morning, it's the ever lovely, the ever bright, the ever smiley Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
I'm not feeling very smiley, but thanks.
You sound smiley. As long as you put it on, it's fine. Do you know what? We've had a couple of issues.
Still.
Yeah, exactly. We've had a couple of issues with TradingView, which we both sort of use for the chart. They've had some kind of outage. I saw that. Someone reported it. So I don't know what you're using. But have you managed to get the charts up, Nick?
I have managed to get the charts up.
Well done. Okay, so we're looking at first one. They've had a trading update today at Andalas Power and Energy, ADL ticker. It doesn't look good. It's down on the update. The update was pretty much known anyway. It's just an update on pretty much every bit of news we knew. But what do you think about the chart? Where is the bottom here?
Yeah, Andalas is really having a go, though. You know, it's in a wedge consolidation, and what I'd like to do is I'd like to see it break to the upside and break above. You know, since the start of February, we've been held down by the 20-day moving average, and we're just kind of going sideways with a flat 50-day in a wedge consolidation. If we can break above 0.114, 0.115, I think that we've got a breakout and we're going to see a second leg higher back to the 0.236 Fibonacci retracement before, and that's going to be at 0.166. Okay. So that's what we need to see. Until then, we're just kind of bouncing along. Obviously, you know, we've got a triple bottom. We've got pretty good support at 0.093. I think that should hold on a retest. If it doesn't, that's where you're wrong. But yeah, that's what I'm looking for, a breakout of this wedge consolidation that was shown on the chart.
Okay, lovely. Next one is ECR Minerals, ticker ECR, and they're quite popular. They had a change of management and look about sorting the company out because it's been in a bit of a state for a while, but it's now they're cleaning it up and going ahead, moving forward. So what do you think about ECR on the chart?
Yeah, this is another what looks like a wedge consolidation. The difference this time is we've broken well above the 20-day moving average and come back and found support on it, off it. And what it looks like today is we've broken out. I think as long as we can hold and close above 1.19, that we should see the second leg higher. This is quite a good, interesting lesson on the RSI. You know, normally you the ideal entry is when an RSI has bottomed, you know, down in the 20s or 30s. Mm-hmm. But very often when a market is trending and it's going to make another leg higher, it will find support or resistance at the 50 mark, the midline.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing here. So if we can turn up from the midline here, and if you look back on the RSI, you'll see examples of that. If we can turn up from here, I think we look really good, at least back to the 200-day at 1.5. But the upside target, you know, the first Fibonacci target for this is to fill the gap and go to 2.7.
Nice.
So this one's a really nice, yeah, really nice bottoming signs in this stock. So I think if we can do that, and if we can get above the 200-day moving average, which is the neckline of an inverted head and shoulders, that this stock looks really good, ECR. Okay.
Excellent. All right, the next one is, the last one is Union Jack Oil. It's UJO. I've just committed to placing at, I think, 1.5 pence. So you'd suggest that may be some kind of support there. 0.15, I should say, not 1.5. So UJO, what do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, fallen behind it so far today, and it, to be honest, it doesn't look very happy. The moving averages are all bunched up. Everything's all bunched up for a move higher, and it looks like we're going to test lower first. What I don't like about this stock is that since the February low, since the February 2016 low, we've made an ABC correction, which is normally corrective. It's not a measured move. So we've made two equal swings from the February 2016 low. That's not normally impulsive, which is what we want to see. And it means that, you know, we potentially could retest the lows or 0.11. And so that's what we're going to have to wait for, I think. The wedge pattern that's forming, if we get a close above 0.17, that is a bullish trigger. That is a breakout for this stock. And then we'll be on our way to 0.26.
Okay, a correction on my behalf here. It's the placing was at 0.135, not 1.5. So that's why it's a little bit...
In that case, you know, 0.135, if it can hold 0.135 and move higher from there, I think it looks much better. And a point above 0.17, a close above 0.17 is a bullish trigger and a good sign for this one.
Yeah, cool. There is 1.4 million gross at that level. Lovely, Nick. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company pages at Vox and also on the blog there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Cheers, Nick. Speak tomorrow.
Cheers, bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.